As the day of the California presidential primary began, my character, Jack Bauer, had no idea what he would be facing. The stakes started high with the word of a possible political assassination, and only got higher as the story developed. Jack's day began with the promise of putting his family back together, but it seemed that no matter what he did, they were being pulled further and further apart. The story of a father, husband, and government agent became over the next 24 hours the story of a man constantly trying to do the right thing, but not having the necessary means to do it. The real-time aspect of the show provided its share of challenges. In doing such a show, there had to be a constant collaboration between the writers, director, and actors. Small things that would normally be overlooked, things as simple as driving across town, now were major story points. The freedom of time was gone. But that's what added to the intrigue and tension of the entire story. Now something as small as a long red light at an intersection carried a huge amount of weight, especially if a life was on the line, which it usually was. What can you expect from the second season of 24? In a word, more. More conflict, more suspense, more of the unexpected. And with a story that's literally been ripped from today's headlines, the next day, Jack Bauer's next day, is going to keep all of us wide awake for the next 24 hours. Now please, enjoy the first season of 24.